Army News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Army recruiting is shattering records under new leadership, Jeff Manasso reports.
After several years in crisis and not being able to meet recruitment goals, the U.S. Army reports its most productive December in 12 years and best recruiting January numbers in 15 years, with new Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth on X saying that America's next generation of soldiers want to serve under the bold and strong America First leadership of President Donald Trump. The Army is also set to dramatically expand basic training units by spring that would allow the Army to train up to 9,600 new recruits per year, with the goal of bringing in 61,000 active duty soldiers this fiscal year that began in October. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A group of Democratic lawmakers staged a protest outside of the USAID headquarters on Monday to denounce DOGE and Director Elon Musk's promise to eliminate wasteful government spending agencies. This comes as Musk said he and his DOGE team shut down USAID over the weekend because of their wasteful spending. Alabama Senator Katie Britt says Democrats' priorities are out of line.
Democrats are out having an actual meltdown, a four-year-old meltdown, not over dollars that they believe should be going to our veterans who have served this country honorably, not for dollars that they believe should be helping a single mom get on their feet, not for dollars that they believe should be securing our border and keeping Americans safe and secure, but they are crying over these dollars.
And Fox News contributor Joe Concha gives us a few examples of where USAID money goes.
$15 million out of USAID to, quote, advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities, because that's in the U.S. interest, right? Or $6 million to fund tourism in Egypt. What do they need our money for, right? I could go on and on. $2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala.
What's in your wallet?
Senators Bernie Sanders and Josh Hawley are proposing a 10% limit on credit card interest rates.
Bernie Sanders says America is being ripped off by the credit card companies. When the institutions charge over 25% interest on credit cards, they are engaged in what he calls extortion and loan sharking. The conservative Republican from Missouri, Hawley, says America is drowning in credit card debt. Issuers are getting richer and richer by hiking interest rates to the moon. It's not just wrong, it's exploitative.
Fox's Jeff Flock reporting. Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia used by more than a billion people around the world each month, is blacklisting any and all conservative news sources from being used as source material and putting everything it says about conservative topics and people in the worst light possible, according to a new study. Steve Jordahl has more.
Media Research Center Free Speech America did the research and found that right-leaning news sources like Breitbart, The Daily Caller, Daily Mail, Newsmax, and OANN are literally blacklisted, the word Wikipedia uses, as being utterly unreliable. The Atlantic, Mother Jones, ProPublica, and National Public Radio are used verbatim. MRC's Dan Schneider says it's a complete censorship of conservative sources.
100% of right-leaning news outlets are blackballed. Are prohibited from being used as sources for anything on Wikipedia.
President Trump's wiki page, for example, states as fact, quote, Trump's rhetoric and actions inflame anger and exacerbate distrust through an us versus them narrative. Trump explicitly and routinely disparages racial, religious, and ethnic minorities, end quote.
So if you pull up Donald Trump, all of the descriptions of Donald Trump are going to be determined by the New York Times, the Washington Post, NPR, all of the bad actors that are known to be have both a left-wing bias and a political agenda.
The study says Wikipedia used to be reliable but ran off the rails under former CEO Catherine Marr. Schneider says there's a good chance the bias will go down as history.
It's a bunch of left-wingers with a real hardcore political agenda, and they cast judgment on people and determine how people are going to be described.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
On Wall Street, the S&P has slipped 0.3%, the Dow down 79 points, and the Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.